Wrapping up here, we heard The Free Design with Starlight. Beth Sorrentino with the Tomoko Kataoka Octet covering See the Monkey from the Broadway musical Lute Song. Elysian Fields from their new album, What the Thunder Said. We heard We're Losing Her. Ginger Baker from the album, The African Forest. Did Brain Damage, the Staples Junior Singers. Living in the World Alone. Eric Dolphy with Booker Little. Did Miss Anne from Far Cry. Thank you, Gus. I know you had a rough week. Next week, Monica will be filling in for me from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. You are invited to stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. My name's Irwin. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
So, Andy, would you like to introduce the show tonight? Because I know you were very upset about the way last week's program began with the band The Sheaves eating up all your airtime. They are playing live on Paul Bruno's show this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Don't The Sheaves know I already have a celebrity feud going on? A boy can't handle more than one celebrity feud at a time.
Really? That's the limit?
Yeah, that's my limit.
One?
How many can you handle?
I've never really had a celebrity
feud.
When
I dispatch with Don McLean,
yeah.
When I vanquished him, then I can focus on The Sheaves.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did that go? They appeared live?
No, they're appearing live this Sunday.
They are?
Yeah.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, maybe I'll meet them because we're leaving on the Magical Mystery Tour.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, maybe I'll meet them.
Yeah, you might meet The Sheaves.
Yeah, that'll be a thrill.
Oh, my God, we will be here at the same time.
Yeah, there's a dream come true.
Yeah, when we get back from the Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah, that's great.
They'll be loading out.
Oh, I know just what I'm going to wear.
They'll still be playing on the air.
The Sheaves, yeah, that'll
yeah.
be great.
I played them on my show this
morning.
I don't care.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. This conversation can't go on much longer. It just can't.
Song about a toilet.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, they're gifted. They're gifted young men.
Well, the bass player's gifted.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I was trying to do was not talk about the Sheaves. And
yeah, you failed miserably. If that was your goal for the show, not to talk about the Sheaves.
I think the Sheaves are calling right now.
No, no, Ken, don't do this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, oh,
that's it.
Sheaves.
Yeah.
You can shut me down if you need to.
Then, thank you. Let's take him up on that invitation.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see him on Sunday.
Yeah, we will see him on Sunday.
Maybe we'll help him carry the Rams out to their van.
Promise?
No.
I think you've already offered. I think you just offered to carry the Rams out to the van.
Yeah, but my promises mean next to nothing. I can promise anything. Why with me?
So we have a very special show tonight.
Tell us about it, Ken.
We kind of have two topics in one. For one thing, we are announcing a contest.
Oh, yeah. A contest for any singers or musicians out there?
Or bands.
Would be singers?
Yeah.
The Sheaves would be amazing.
It would be great if the Sheaves entered this contest. We want bands to record their own cover version of the recent Don McLean song, The Meanest Girl. And send it to me by next Tuesday, the 23rd at 5 p.m.
Where can they find a link to that song?
Right on today's playlist page. Or they can also just go to YouTube and search for Don McLean, The Meanest Girl.
It's a classic song. It's a classic song. And we're going to have a guest, special guest as a judge next week.
Oh, who's that?
It's the subject of the song.
Oh, my God.
Don
you're
McLean's
kidding
ex-wife,
me.
The Meanest Girl herself.
That's like having a cover contest of the Beatles song Something.
And Patty Boyd.
And Patty Boyd's the judge.
I know.
Or Layla. And Patty Boyd's the judge.
Exactly. The subject of the song will listen to the 8 or 9 submissions we get.
Or You Look Wonderful Tonight. And Patty Boyd's the judge.
That's right. Boy, she must have been something, that Patty Boyd. She was a regular Joey Heatherton in her day. She was the Joey Heatherton of rock and roll. But we'll be joined by next week by the meanest girl in the world herself. By the way, I've spoke to her this week, and if she's the meanest girl in the world,
yeah,
that gender is wonderful. There are how many girls in the world? 4 billion. There are 4 billion girls
at least,
right?
Yeah, at least.
If this is the meanest of them. Because yeah. She seems so sweet
she
and wonderful
she
to me.
She didn't seem mean at all to me.
No, exactly. She's pretty wonderful. But she's the meanest girl in the world, Ken.
Well, according to Don McLean.
Yeah, according to Don McLean. But I think she's a sweetheart. But if she is, in fact, if Don McLean's right, and he's a celebrity, who are we to argue with Don McLean?
Right.
He wrote almost all of American Pie. He wrote like 98% of that song.
I think he has full writing credit on
that.
Oh,
he does. I know. And I'm not contesting his writing credit, yeah. But I will. I mean, you know the story when I was interning for his manager, 1971.
Oh, Herb. Yeah.
Yeah, Herb Gart. Uh-huh. I spent a little time with him up in Sarasota while he was writing the song. And I contributed a couple lines, key lines. Look, I'm not asking for credit, but they were.
Yeah, I've heard the story about the Chevy and the Levy.
Was
it? What did he want to?
Well, he was. I mean, he might call them placeholders, but he had a different chorus when I knew him.
Oh, what was that?
If you want to hear the story, he was playing at Cafe Lena in Sarasota. Uh-huh. I was interning on weekends. It was February, 1971.
Uh-huh.
And went up there. I had to bring some legal papers to him. Up there. And
he
was in the
papers.
Kitchen. Well, from his manager. Yeah. He was in the kitchen writing the song.
Uh-huh.
And I heard him, and he was singing the chorus over and over. I heard it 100 times. I mean, I'll never forget it. And the chorus he had was very different. He had, I'll never forget it. He was singing, Bye Bye, Miss Little Bo Peep. Drove my Honda to see Wanda, but the girl was asleep. That was what he was.
See Wanda.
I don't know who Wanda was, but he kept singing it 100 times, and I was listening to it. You cannot listen to it. And I, on the back of a menu, just jotted down a suggestion. And it's only 2 lines. I'm not asking for credit.
Yeah.
I never asked for money, for the record.
Are you sure you didn't invent this, imagine this afterwards?
Yeah, well, look. He's an older guy now. I'm in my 60s.
Yeah.
Maybe there are some things I'll say I misremember in my life and don't remember clearly, but this is something I do remember clearly. I wrote down the lyrics, and here's what I do remember. This might amuse you.
Yeah.
I took him into the kitchen. I said, hey, this is, excuse me, Don, and he was kind of annoyed at first, and, yeah. A couple suggestions for the chorus. I love the song. I kept saying I love the song.
Uh-huh.
And then he tried to strum. I wrote, Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
Right.
Drove my Chevy to the left, and he strummed it a few times, and you could tell he was kind of surprised, and he was kind of into it. And then he was eating a carrot cake. It was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he said, have a slice of carrot cake. That was my payment.
That was nice of him.
That's what I got for writing my two lines for Miss American Pie. That was my payment.
Well, it sounds like you actually wrote the title. The song would have been called Miss Bo Peep. Miss Little Bo Peep.
I don't know about that. It might have been a placeholder. He was struggling with the chorus. But that's all I ever asked for, a slice of carrot cake for the record.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, this is just between us, right? He was already thinking like a lawyer.
Yeah.
So
that's like a Paul Simon approach.
Yeah, exactly, where you take input from others.
Yeah.
So, but God bless him, that's a creative process. And I never claimed to write any more than that. He wrote 98% of it. It's a great song.
Well, that's a very interesting
story. I love
the
whole song, not just my part.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, that was a digression. Anyway, Patricia McLean is here next week.
And she'll be judging your cover versions, musicians, the cover versions that you record of Don McLean's song, The Meanest Girl.
Can they be in any style?
Any style.
Any style at all. And if they go on the website, they can see how to submit it and where to submit it?
They just email it to me, ken@wfmu.org. All the information is right there on our playlist.
And we'll also plug any upcoming gigs you have, or if you have a website. And we have a great, great prize for the winner.
Oh, what is that?
It's a vinyl copy. This is a real collector's item because it's the only copy in existence in the world. One copy exists.
Of what?
Vinyl copy of the American Pie LP.
Yeah. Oh, with the famous cover with Don.
With the thumb up.
Don with his thumbs up. There, yeah.
And it's the only copy in existence with what I believe to be the correct writing credit for American Pie.
Oh, but I thought you didn't want writing credit.
Well, I'm for one copy as a prize for this contest, we'll have a vinyl copy American Pie.
So you had your own copy printed up.
Well, it's very informal. It's not anything. I didn't actually have it printed up.
Scratch all over the back on a Sharpie?
The winner of the contest will receive it. It'll have my name on the back, and it's the only copy that will, and I'll sign it also. And
Patricia McLean, Don McLean's ex,
yeah, the subject of the song,
sued him for divorce and for domestic abuse and won.
Imagine if the woman who was the subject of Positively 4th Street was listening to a Dylan song,
yeah.
That his Dylan's a little bitter. I think that was what McLean was trying to do with his song.
Positively 4th Street. That's a really great song.
Yeah, it's very witty. Don McLean isn't funny. He's
supposedly kinda, about Phil Oakes.
Oh, it is? There it is. Imagine if Phil Oakes was judging a contest for different versions. Don McLean is handicapped. He was born without a sense of humor. So he couldn't quite pull off the same kind of song.
Yeah.
You want to play? Let's play a few minutes of The Meanest Girl. This you won't believe. Sam the appraiser's here. Sam, have you heard this song before?
Yes, I did.
You heard it? Yes.
On Ken's show.
Yeah, on Ken's show. Ladies and gentlemen, The Meanest Girl by Don McLean. I didn't write any of this song. I only helped him with American Pie. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh, it's a great song.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far.
It's like Don McLean wrote it in second grade in the playground.
You're an empty vessel.
Yeah.
You're a loaded gun.
It's like a child wrote this.
You're a Nazi general.
Well, that's the worst kind of general.
You ain't too much fun. Cause you are really stupid. And you're ugly too. Your face is full of worry lines from all the mean you do.
Hey, Don. Hey, kids. Let's come on in.
You're the meanest girl.
Recess is over now.
That I ever knew.
Don, were you teasing Patricia?
Did you know it?
Don, we talked about this.
Well, you are.
Don, look, you made Patricia cry.
Girl,
why don't you sit in the corner, Don, and think about what it
is? I ever knew by far.
So that's the song. It goes on like that.
Yeah. Does it get better, Ken?
No, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, but I'd love to hear what our listeners will do with it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a metal version. I'd love to hear a polka version of it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear any. Yeah, that's right. I'd love to hear a female version of it.
Yeah, so we're having a contest, and the deadline for submitting your cover version of that to me is next Tuesday at 5 p.m. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. And then once again, the subject of the song, Patricia McLean, is going to be our guest on next Wednesday, 7 Second Delay, and she will be judging her favorite version.
All the contest information is on the website. Man, I can't wait. So we'll play your version. We'll play our 8 or 9 favorite submissions, right, Ken?
Yep.
And Patricia will judge it. The meanest girl in the world will be our guest.
And now let's talk to the Sheaves. Hi, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Hi, is this a member of the Sheaves?
This is Lucas at the Sheaves.
Hey, Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you guys record a cover version of that Don McLean song? I would be honored.
We're planning on it. We're going to do it real nice for you.
Oh, good. That's great.
I'd be truly honored.
Maybe you could play it on Paul Bruno's show during the live set this Sunday.
Well, we might not have a lot of time to rehearse it, but we'll see what we can do. Here's Eric. Yeah, I don't know if you've...
Eric from the Sheaves?
Wait, you don't need to pass the phone around. You're little.
This is Eric.
No, you don't need to pass the phone around the room.
But he's got Eric from the Sheaves.
They're
right?
Just passing the phone down the couch. Hey, guys. Yeah, hey, Eric. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, looking forward to your submission.
Eric's the one with the British accent.
Oh, for the love of crack.
You know what I was thinking? Yeah. I was thinking we shouldn't be foes. We should be friends because I have a healthy hatred of Don McLean myself.
Hey, get in line, buddy. I was there first. I've been camped out.
American Pie is one of the worst things that's ever happened to America.
Well, you don't hate those two lines that I wrote, I hope.
You know what?
No, about the, what was it? The baby in the, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right?
Well, I didn't write that. That sounds brilliant, though.
And the jester on the sideline in the
Was Bob Dylan, by the way.
Yes.
That was Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Oh, that was Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Don McLean's ex-wife told me all the who everybody was in the song.
Thanks, Eric.
She knows, and I'll tell you why. He used to talk in his sleep.
You know what Lester Bangs called Don McLean, right?
No.
President Nixon's Bob Dylan.
That's fantastic. Yeah. He must wear that like a badge of pride, badge of honor.
So that's what we're doing next week. We just wanted to get that out there. Musicians, record your version of The Meanest Girl.
We have the Sheaves already committed.
Yep. That's
I wonder
great.
Who else will be submitting versions.
Maybe there are some Sheaves tribute bands out there who will also record versions.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there are, Ken.
So we brought Sam. Sam the appraiser is in the studio with us tonight. Sam, thank you for helping us out.
So you hate it. Just say you hate me. Just say it.
I don't hate you.
Sheaves tribute band. What if there is a Sheaves tribute band? What if they start calling? What if they start clogging up the phone?
There are several Sheaves tribute bands. They're very big.
My career's over.
One of the Sheaves tribute bands is called Venus Toilet.
Oh, they're great.
Well, they're not as good as the Sheaves. They're a tribute band.
I can't wait to hear their version of The Meanest Girl.
Andy, be honest, though. That one line, you're so stupid, that was you, right? That
you totally mean in The Meanest Girl?
When he says, you're so stupid, that totally had...
I did.
That was the Breckman touch.
No, there is a line in The Meanest Girl that does sound like an Andy Breckman line. About
You were born without a personality?
About buying a personality or something.
No, I did.
Wasting time on me. You should spend some money.
Here we go.
And buy a personality.
That's one of your jokes.
I can't take credit for that. Maybe I inspired it. I'm very honored to have to be even thought of in the same breath as Don McLean.
I think you're entitled to another slice of carrot cake.
Don. Oh, Don. Yeah, he makes me smile.
So Sam the Appraiser is here to help us with our second topic tonight.
Oh, yeah. Now let's get into the show. Yeah, it's 20 minutes in.
Yeah. The second topic is that we have a podcast.
Great show, Irwin. You still got it, baby. How do you do it, Irwin? How do you just keep up that level?
What was your favorite part of Irwin's show?
I guess when he was promoting our show. You know, stay tuned for 7 seconds.
Are you a fan of Gus Bodenheim?
Is that who he played?
Well, that's his special announcement.
I don't know. So what are we doing now, Ken?
We are soliciting buying positive reviews for our podcast.
Yeah, we have we need reviews on, what is it, on Apple?
On Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. We haven't had a new review in 2.5 years.
We haven't had a positive review in 4 years.
Yeah.
So normally, to get positive reviews, you produce quality shows. But that's not going to happen.
that's funny.
So what we have here is
you still got it.
So I walked in, thanks, buddy. So I walked in with a wad of singles, right, Sam?
Yeah, some very attractive singles.
So gave them to Sam. And the plan is if any listener writes a positive review and posts it on Apple, first off, you have to call us and read the review. If we are satisfied with your review, we will send you $3 instantly, immediately. We will pay for that review. We'll put you on the phone with Sam. He'll take down your address. $3 bills go into an envelope. Is this technically payola, Ken?
Oh, no. No, it would be payola if somebody was paying us.
It's reverse payola.
Like if the Sheaves paid me to play their song on the radio this morning.
Which they didn't do.
They didn't. No, they didn't do that. Would be payola.
Yeah. I know that two members of the Chiefs came over and gave you a sponge bath before the show. Does that count as payola?
That's technically plugola.
Right.
Not payola.
Okay, so...
And it's perfectly legal as long as there's a contract stipulating the sponge bath and what I'm getting, you know, in exchange for it.
Yeah, we all know what you got in exchange for it.
So here's one of our reviews. This
from 3 years
from
ago?
May 2013.
But we need new reviews. And then call us, read your new review, and we will... This is a sincere thing. We have dollar bills ready to mail out instantly in stamped envelopes.
Right.
201-209-9368. Make a note of that number. 201-209-9368. Write a positive review. Four stars would be nice, right, Ken? 5 stars. How many stars does it
go
up to?
You can put up to 5 stars.
So 5 is the maximum?
Here's a review.
Okay.
7-second delay is like being repeatedly stabbed in the face with a really dull knife.
And that would you believe it, Sam? That's a 4-star review. That's the best review we've got.
They said a dull knife.
Thank God, a dull knife.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. No, a sharp knife would be horrible.
You want me to read some more reviews here?
Sure, but we would love some positive reviews.
We don't have many of those.
Posted to Apple Music. And if you want the link to Apple, that's also on our website, right, Kenny?
Yeah, yep.
201-209-9368. Write a positive review. And Sam will, our friend Sam will send you $3 cash instantly.
Here's another review. Who did they pay off to make it to the front page of the iTunes store?
They paid off the reviewers, apparently.
This should only be discovered in about a 10th page obscure Google search for Week Radio.
Week, W, like weekly, W-E-E-K-L-Y?
No,
or
no.
Week, W-E-A-K?
W-E-A-K.
Oh, that's the worst kind of week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad kind of week.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about being stabbed with a dull knife in that one?
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
We were on an upswing there. That must have been a good week. When they don't mention the knives, you know.
Here's another,
you're on track.
Here's another review.
Okay.
Where did it go? If you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
If you don't,
yeah,
there must be some reality television show worth watching somewhere.
They're talking about our show.
Yeah.
Whether or not you get it.
Right. If you get it, you get it.
I know I, for one, don't get it.
I don't get it most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they slip up and tell a joke.
Yep.
Andy is misanthropic and Ken is usually stoned.
There you go. We're the Abbott and Costello of Freeform Radio. That's how you do it.
Here's one. It says, non-radio. This show hits the highest highs and lowest lows every week.
All right, then. That actually was our goal going into this. 201-209-9368. Write a review, post it on Apple, and then give us a call, and we're sending you $3 in cash. If it's really a sweet review, I might go as far as $4.
Really? You would send $4 cash?
If it really is.
Through the mail.
If it really is a positive review.
Okay.
We've just never had a positive review. There's a link to the Apple site on our webpage. Just compose. Why don't you call us before you hit send?
Yeah. Call us up and read us what, or, you know, give
read us
an idea.
Read us a rough draft. Maybe we can tweak it. Maybe there's room for improvement.
And for something really positive and effusive, $4. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. If effusive means what I think it does, yes.
Here's one.
These are reviews from the Apple site, actual reviews. Go ahead, Kenny.
They did not play Red Cross, but they seem red and cross socialist. Call about Guantanamo Bay. These guys chat good. Yeah. Now that's a review.
It is a review from some foreign land, from Bangladesh. These guys chat good. You'd think AI wrote it when AI was malfunctioning terribly.
A parody of radio shows while being a radio show itself. Not all shows are winners.
Not all shows are being winners is actually the goal we set for ourselves. 201-209-9368. You win some, you lose some. Gee, that would be great. That's our motto.
Yeah.
Does the Commons Board count?
No.
No.
No. No,
We want this in the world. We want this in the real world.
Yeah, we haven't had a new review up on Apple Podcasts for 2.5 years.
Why do you think?
Because we never talk about it. We never ask
do
for it.
Do other shows ask for it?
Yes.
Hey, what will positive reviews do for us if, let's say, we get one or two this week? Will it move the needle? Will more listeners find us?
Yeah, what'll end up happening, it's counterintuitive, is it'll attract more.
You're counterintuitive. Don't go around calling people counterintuitive.
No, I'm saying the results would be counterintuitive.
Shut up! Wait, maybe it doesn't mean what I think it does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It'll attract more regular, normal people to the show.
We don't want them.
Who will be very turned off.
Yeah.
And then they will write negative reviews.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, that's why it's counterintuitive.
So we're going to attract civilians.
Right.
Who won't know what the hell we're doing.
Normies, I call them.
Yeah, normies. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, normies. Our goal is simple, to repel the normies.
Oh, that is my goal.
Yeah, I've heard the station, Ken.
Yes.
91.1. That's our mantra.
I have to drive the normies away every week.
That's our mandate.
Every week they keep coming back. There's just an endless supply of them.
WFMU East Orange. Yeah, Ken looks at them like zombies coming, banging on the window.
Exactly. That's a good metaphor. They seem to multiply.
Yeah. But Ken does what he can. I don't know if you heard his show this morning. Ken does what he can.
I do what I can.
To repel them.
Atonal ragtime.
How was your show today?
Oh, repellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. How do you do it, Ken, week after week? How do you maintain that?
Well, you know, I just look out there on the chat board and I see the normies and just kind of the rest takes care of itself.
You know their Achilles heel. You know their weak spots.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to push their buttons.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have a single person that wants to contribute. Should I up the offer? I mean, should I say $5 if it's really a sweet, sweet review?
Yes.
$5 in cash, in snail mail, going out today. We'll take down your address on the phone, 201-209-9368.
Not on the air, though. That's why Sam the appraiser is here.
Yes, he'll take your address off the air, but privately. And mail it.
So we can't buy a single positive review. That's what it seems.
$5 doesn't seem to move the needle. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that just a comment on the state of the economy? $5 isn't worth bending over, picking it up? If you saw $5, let me ask you this, Sam, Ken. If you saw a nickel on the street, you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
You're walking down Montgomery Avenue. Yep. You see a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stop? Do you pick up a nickel today?
Not if I have to lie about a show to get it.
No. Okay.
Sell my soul.
Ken, do you pick up a nickel?
It depends.
Depends on what? If anyone's watching?
How big the nickel is. Hi, you're on the air.
How big the nickel is.
Hey, how's it going, Ken? Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe Ken just said how big the nickel is. What did he say? Can't believe it. Say, what is it?
He said, can't believe I got through.
Yeah, he loves the show.
It's Zachary.
Hey, Zachary, written a review that you can post on Apple?
Yes, I did, but it doesn't look like it shows up right away. It said...
No. It doesn't matter. Just read us your review.
Yeah, read us your review.
We'll take your word for it, and we'll send it out.
Sam, to the call screener station.
Yeah, Sam's going to take your address after you're done. If the review is payola worthy.
Right.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so the title.
Yeah.
Better than Bucci.
Great.
I love this.
Andy and Ken have been cutting it up on Wednesdays for decades.
Love this.
And it shows.
And it shows.
You'll never believe you got through when you call. Special lines for special people.
This is a $10 review.
Recommended at 1.5 speed.
Oh, you mean to zip through it in 40 minutes.
Do you listen to us at 1.5 speed? Wow, I never even...
I listen to you live.
We should do a show for people that listen to us at 1.5 speed. That's going to be our show in 2 weeks.
Well, Zachary, how much are you going to give Zachary?
That's a $4 review.
Okay, Zachary, I'm going to put you on hold, and Sam the appraiser is going to take your address.
You're getting
down,
four single dollar bills in the mail today.
Thanks,
that's how
Zachary.
Easy it is. You don't have to wait for it to post on Apple. Just read it to us, and we'll take your word for it. Do we have another review?
Sam the appraiser, Zachary's on line one.
Oh, that's the best line.
Yeah. All right, the system works. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Nadia.
Hi. Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Will you write a review for us and post it on Apple?
So I was gonna, but my parents won't let me because it has their name on it or whatever, and they don't want their name on it. So I would.
You mean they don't? Wait, I'm sorry. They don't want their name associated with our little show.
Oh, with Apple.
Yeah, with Apple.
With Apple.
Why do they care about that?
I don't know.
Tell your parents.
They listen to Mark Hurst. That's why.
Yeah.
I don't understand that reference.
You know, Mark Hurst says, abandon Apple, forget Facebook, get off Google.
I think Mark Hurst will make an exception for your parents.
Yeah.
I think he won't mind. Well, Nadia, what would you have said about us if your parents would have given you permission?
I would have said that you guys are a great show to listen to if you have no soul left. If you really want to go to that point.
Yeah.
That's a good review.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's better than most of our reviews.
You know what percentage of Americans have no soul left? I just was reading about this.
What percentage? 12%.
I know what percentage. The amount of people that listen to you guys.
Well, that's 12%. 12% of all Americans, I believe, are tuning in, unless Ken is just BSing me. Thank you very much, Nadia.
Thanks, Nadia.
If your parents loosen up, let us know, and we'll send some money out to you.
Yeah, I would think that you could probably change your name to a pseudonym.
Well, Nadia's parents, you should know, are already on their third name.
Most of the reviews I see are under what would appear to be pseudonyms.
Yeah.
Like Chrono Mojo.
Yeah. No, that's his legal name.
Buttface 49.
Yeah, Jeremiah Chrono Mojo.
Yeah. Oh, look, Aaron in Minneapolis has one.
Oh, good.
Wow. He did it 11 years ago without us even paying him.
What?
Yeah, look at that. Here is Aaron in Minneapolis's review.
Okay.
Ken and Andy put out a quality show every week, non-political, non-religious, yet barely listenable. It's a morning zoo in the afternoon without the stupid bicycle horn. It's not Garrison Keillor or Ira Glass, but it's something.
Boy.
Sam, problem, Sam?
Did Nadia... I can't hear you guys at all out there.
Oh, Nadia, yes. Nadia is not eligible. She did not...
Nadia's parents wouldn't let her do
post.
It.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard to hear out there. Sorry.
But Aaron, that was a nice review 11 years ago.
Yeah.
He's going to hate our show in 2 weeks, our bicycle horn contest.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're writing a review and you want to post it to Apple, you can make some cash money right now. Send out in the mail before the show's over. It'll be in the mail. 201.
Zachary got $4. Is that right?
Yeah, $4 in cash. 201-209-9368. It's our payola, our reverse payola show. We're paying you for a positive review. You don't have to wait for it to post. Just compose it. We want to hear your rough draft. Maybe you could have AI compose a draft.
There you go. You don't even have to write.
It'll take a fraction of a second. 201-209-9368. We'll accept that, won't we, Ken? An AI draft?
Sure. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
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 The Apple thing isn't working. I don't know why. I can't figure out how to do it.
Well, it takes a while to post. Maybe they're not accepting posts anymore. Is that right, Ken?
But what I would write, good, healthy fun. Healthy would be in quotation marks.
Uh-huh.
For the whole family. All of the family can listen to it. You know, the little kids, the babies.
Yeah.
Grandpa, you know, grandpa would love 7 second delay, you know.
Yeah, well, grandpa, especially grandpas that have recently suffered an industrial accident.
Like a head injury?
Okay. Yeah, some kind of head injury. They adore us.
Yeah. Like something dropping from a high shelf onto their head.
Exactly. Yes. Or yeah. some kind of tumble off the porch.
Oh, falling down and hitting their head.
Yep. Those guys, they just giggle for the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hearing your grandpa giggle is very.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your name, caller?
We have to confirm that that you can post to Apple, even if they vet it, even if they screen it.
Well, it looks like one did go up recently.
Oh, okay. So they're still taking. So you have to try caller. Do you promise to try to post it?
I promise. Yeah.
Okay, then that's good enough for me. You just earned $3 in cash.
Nice. Yes.
Well done. And you wait. Stay on the phone, and Sam will take down your address.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, what line is that, Ken?
That's line one again.
Line one, Sam. That's the winner's line. I call line two the loser line.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hey, honey. Oh, you're not on line two, are you?
What?
Oh,
am I on line two?
No,
yeah,
I'm just asking Ken.
No, she is on line two.
Oh, honey.
Well, hi, Beth.
Wait, am I on the wrong line?
No, honey. You did great. You did great, honey. But, honey, you're not really eligible to earn money because...
Okay, yeah.
Because I come home to you.
I just write a 5-star review.
You have a 5-star review?
Yeah, and you know you can rewrite me. So do you want me to...
Rewriting you, Beth, is what I live for.
I know. Okay, do you want to know what the title is?
Yes, this is my wife writing a review of her husband's show. I've never been more frightened in my life.
Oh, shut up. If you're odd, it's worth a listen. Andy and Ken are hilarious. Andy loves to get Ken to laugh every Wednesday, especially by telling him to shut up. I hope you enjoy this ridiculous, surreal hour of humor as much as I do.
And then you should sign it, Beth, Andy's wife.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a little spice. It would be like Patricia McLean judging a show about the meanest girl.
So how much does How much does your wife, Beth, win, Andy?
Beth, you've just earned $3.
No, it's okay.
No. Beth, no, this is actually more than she's earned in the last few
Beth,
months.
No, Beth, hang on. Hang on the line. And Sam, the appraiser, is going to take your address
you'll
down.
See, and, honey, maybe you'll want to earn more money. Maybe you'll enjoy the sensation.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Hey, Beth, enjoy the Olympics. I know you're working the Olympics this year.
Yeah,
I leave this time next week.
Wow.
Wait, what's the name of your town? Bethy, maybe we have listeners that are in your town. What's the name of your town?
Châteauroux. It's in the Loire Valley.
It's
like the size of Morristown, New Jersey. It's not
okay.
Big.
Well, maybe there are listeners listening that are in it or near it, and you'll be there. You'll be there. You volunteered to be in the Olympics, which is one of Beth's dreams.
Yeah, really
it was
excited.
on her bucket list.
All right, Beth, hang on the line, and Sam the appraiser will take your address.
Okay, thanks.
And mail you $3.
You know, yeah, congratulations on $3. You know, that was always been on Beth's bucket list. You know, I only have one thing left on my bucket list.
What's that?
And I'm going to achieve it, I think, within the next week.
What is it?
I want to have sex with an actual bucket.
Why haven't you done that yet?
I've been kind of scared. I've been grooming a bucket. I have a bucket at home.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. Maybe by this time next week.
Can you bring it on the air and do it on the air?
Ken, you're so perverted. No.
Ken, where are you?
Oh, hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Herb. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Herb.
Hi, Herb. Hey, Herb. Did you write a review that we can pay you for?
I did write a review. Yes.
We'd love to hear it, right, Ken?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You know what I think? I think people have to go to the iTunes store to post a review.
Oh.
That could be it.
Oh, go to the iTunes store if you're writing reviews.
Yeah.
After you've read them to us on the air.
Right.
Oh, you know, I hit the link that you have on your site, and I scrolled down, and then I saw the post a review.
Oh, you
area.
Did see it. Okay, that's good. Excellent. Maybe you were logged into Apple. Maybe that was it.
Oh, maybe. Right.
Because I wouldn't log into Apple with a 10-foot pole myself, so I'm not seeing it. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That'll teach them. That'll teach them, Ken. That'll bring them to their knees. Ken's boycotting Apple.
You think it will?
It hasn't yet. Yeah, no.
No, I don't boycott them. I have an iPhone.
You just don't go. You just don't post with your name
on it. I just don't use iTunes.
Yeah, that'll teach them.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. The alarm bells are going off right now.
A man's got to stand for something, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm sorry, Herb. Go ahead. Herb,
let me read it?
Yeah, please. We're keen to hear it.
Okay, here goes. Whenever I listen to 7 Second Delay, I turn up the volume and my entire building is laughing with me. We're so loud that the building next door says to turn it down.
I think they're laughing at him. That's great, Herb.
That's great, Herb. You turn up 7 Second Delay so loud that everybody in the building laughs, and the next building sort of complains about it.
Exactly.
I love that.
Wow.
How much does Herb get from you, Andy?
Herb, that is a $2 review.
Why only $2?
Because it's kind of stupid.
It's very stupid, yes.
Yeah, because I wouldn't say it's very stupid.
Well, Herb,
but it's kind of stupid.
$2 is $2.
Yeah, $2. What can you get for $2 these days? You can supersize your milkshake at Wendy's.
I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, Herb, I'm going to put you on hold, and Sam the appraiser is going to take down your address to mail you your $2.
Great, thank you.
Hang on.
You know what cost me $2 at a flea market like a couple years ago?
What?
My bucket. My beautiful, beautiful bucket.
Was it an adult bucket?
Yeah. Oh, it's an adult bucket.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's a wooden bucket.
Hey, Sam, the Herb is on line 3.
Take his address. We're giving away cash money for reviews. You go to, where do you go to post a review?
You go to the iTunes store, I believe.
Yeah, go to iTunes store.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Okay, let's hear a bunch of reviews. Let's go.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
You say you're on the air, but they're not.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, boy, can't believe I made it through. It's Mike from El Segundo.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ken.
Hi,
Andy.
Hi, Mike.
It's my old pal, Mike.
Are you posting a review?
Yeah.
Are you going to post
a
review?
I'm going to be on the East Coast in a couple weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe our bad luck. Ken and I are going to be somewhere else.
No, I'll be available. What? Mike, you should stop by FMU.
Oh, I wish I could. I know the week you're coming.
If I can't get on the Colbert Show, I'm trying to get on the Colbert Show on the Wednesday, the 13th of
okay.
next month. But if I can't do that, I'll come visit you.
Oh, unfortunately, I have planned to be anywhere else. Oh, that
well, Mike, you
big.
Should well, come by FMU, and then we'll go
Ken,
track down Andy.
Ken and me, then.
Yeah, it'll be you and you Ken. Know. Oh, I wish I was here to greet you. Oh, this is killing me. Okay. Hey, Mike, did you write
a
review for us?
I wrote a review. I actually got it right up
I'd
there.
Like to hear it.
Okay. The title is De-Evolution is Real. And here's the review.
Okay.
We all thought the band Devo was a joke, but we now have proof that De-Evolution is for real and exists weekly on an obscure podcast from an obscure radio station in New Jersey, period. Ken and Andy's banter and spew out oral candy and stream of consciousness ramblings that further the decline of Western civilization in a fun and zany way.
I'll take it.
$3. $3.
$3.
Yeah.
You've earned it. You got it, buddy. Don't spend it all at once.
Yeah, you'll have to.
Well, I don't even think I can get a coffee at Starbucks at $3.
No, you can't. You know. No, you can't.
What can you get for $3?
You can get like a piece of bubble gum.
Yeah. You can get a USA.
Remember those Big Daddies, those long things that used to be a nickel?
Oh, yeah.
You can get half of one of those.
You can get half of one of those now for $3.
Okay,
right?
Thanks. Okay, what line is he on?
He's on line one. Mike, hang on, and Sam the appraiser.
Line one, Sam. Line one, buddy.
Hi there, you're on the air. Man, Andy, how much money do you have?
We have enough.
How many dollar bills? Okay, great.
You don't wear your pretty head about how much money I have.
Okay.
Ken, Andy, happy summer to you.
Oh, hey, it's Pete the Gardener.
There you go.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for calling. Hey, Pete, wait, what are we talking about?
We're trying to get reviews.
Where am I? Who am I here?
Wow.
We're posting reviews on iTunes.
You just had one of those Joe Biden moments.
Yeah, those senior moments, yeah.
Either that or the fentanyl's kicking in.
Yeah, either that, or I just got back from SeaWorld. You know, my mind wanders during the show.
Yeah. So, Pete, what do you got? You got a review for us?
I'll give it a try. I haven't been thinking about it much, but it hurts when I do.
Okay.
Imus has been dead for 8 years. What are you guys waiting for?
Was that
perfect?
Is that the review?
That's all we need. That's a $1 review.
That's worth it.
Yeah. What line is he on?
He's on line two. Sam, hang on, Pete.
Hang on, Pete. Hey, Sam, line two when you can.
Hey there. I've got a review to post on iTunes.
Oh, good. You posted on iTunes.
What's your name?
It's worth money to you.
My name is Black Cat.
Black Cat.
And I've got the draft ready for you.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your first
draft. Go ahead, Black Cat.
The title is Ken and Andy, : My Friends.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Why does this guy not have a show? What's wrong with you, Ken?
I'll give Black Cat a show anytime.
He just earned a slot as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Ken and Andy,
this is my show.
Yeah, exactly. This is your show. Go ahead.
This next minute. The people we watch on TV and movies, the music we listen to, the DJs on the radio, and even those who podcast. We invite them into our homes and share a common space. We spend our hours together. We cook, we clean, and we go about our domestic lives with these broadcasting luminaries by our side. Whether they like it or not, Ken and Andy have become my friend. I laugh, but I don't cry, even though I should.
That's a $20 review.
That's a $4 review. I laugh, but I don't cry, even though I should. You can't get better than that.
Black Cat, hang on, and Sam the appraiser will pick you up in a moment.
Black Cat, if we had a billboard, that would be on the billboard.
Deal.
You'll laugh, but you won't cry, in parentheses, even though you should.
Sam the appraiser, Black Cat is on line three when you get a chance.
Line three, Sam.
Here's one.
Yeah.
I never laugh during podcasts, and then I found this one. It's funny AF.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's poetry.
Yeah.
That's great, Ken. So we're paying for reviews.
We are paying for reviews, and don't forget about our contest.
Musicians and band members out there.
Covering Don McLean's song, The Meanest Girl. You have until next Tuesday to record and send in a cover version of that song. You can find it on YouTube, Don McLean, The Meanest Girl. And next Wednesday, our guest judge will be Patricia McLean.
The Meanest Girl herself. You can get all the information on our website.
Who won $10 million from Don McLean because he was convicted of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
But then there was some strange thing that happened that erased the conviction from his record.
I guess he, if you wait a year or something and you have a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Maybe the Meanest Girl can fill us in next week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, you're a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Actually, yeah.
Exactly. And you have a review you're going to post for us?
Yeah. So should I just read it?
Yes, yeah, please. Yeah. And then we're paying for these reviews.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So 5 stars. The title is Dumb Fun. I first found the show randomly dialing into the Kinks or the Who episode on my radio.
Wow, that was a good place to start.
Yeah. I felt like my brain was being pressed on with a compact iron, but thought it was one of the funniest things I heard. Ken and Andy managed to capture this feeling every week on their show, and since then, I am always sure to tune in.
$10 review.
It certainly is worth $10. That's why I'm paying you $3, because I'm so damn cheap. I'm not paying what they're worth, Ken.
And what's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, congratulations.
Chris on one, Sam the appraiser. Chris, hang on, and Sam will get your address to mail you the...
What if I'm running low on
that
cash?
That cold, hard cash.
Well, now I'm worried about if I have enough money.
Well, that's just what I was asking about. Here's a review from Miss Ginger.
Oh.
For the dim-witted.
Dim-witted, hold on. I got to look that up. Dim-witted. It doesn't sound positive.
It's not good. No, it's not good.
Because I know witted is good.
I checked this out because Clay Pigeon was recommending it.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I wasted my time.
Oh, this is not good.
The worst radio commentary in the history of radio.
That's not good.
Radio for the dim-witted.
That's not good at all.
Hopefully the station will fill this slot with more entertaining and clever DJs.
And this is from one of our biggest fans.
That's Miss Ginger. That's a 1-star review. Thanks, Miss Ginger.
But that's a perfect reflection, seriously, of exactly how I feel. If I was going to review my own show, it would be almost word for word. Miss Ginger. Wait, can we contact her?
No.
We've gotten much better. I've evolved. I'm a feminist now.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm a feminist now.
You are?
Yeah, as of like 3 weeks ago.
How did that happen?
I just decided. I just woke up it was a Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bethy, wake up. Bethy, guess what? I'm a feminist.
And so don't you have to go have a test or something?
No, you can just declare it.
Really?
Yeah, it's that easy. You should be one too. You should be one too.
Did Bethy?
Chicks love it.
Did Bethy approve this?
Bethy kind of argued with me a little bit about it. Apparently, I didn't pass all the tests.
Yeah, I was wondering. I would think that it's kind of tough to become a feminist these days.
Wait, Don McLean's a feminist?
No, he's not. He was convicted of domestic abuse.
Ask him. We'll ask him. Oh my God, if he calls in, that's my first question. Hey, Don, settle a bet.
Yeah, you're really.
Are you a feminist?
You are really stepping up. The feud here.
Oh my God! If he calls in, I would put everything I bought to do a jig right on the table.
Promise?
Yeah. If he called in,
he might.
He might call.
He
in.
Might call in.
Yeah, he might call in, because he might not remember writing how American Pie was written the same way I do.
I think he probably has different memories.
Well, I know he's claiming he wrote 100% of it.
Yeah.
I'm claiming he wrote almost all of it, so we were not that far apart.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, great. Okay, yes, I have some wondrous words of praise for you.
Oh, great. What's your name?
Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. So I'm going to read to you verbatim after I already submitted it to the podcast.
Perfect. Perfect. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Here we go. I listened to 7 Second Delay during the cooking hour. The conversation somehow enhances the meat cleaving and garlic chopping. I time my rice by the length of the show, although it's often overdone by about 7 seconds. If you enjoy loosely directed themes, inspiring, thoughtful, and surprising callers, then I highly recommend tuning in to Ken and Andy's antics. 4 stars, plus 1 more for $1.
Wow, that's a great review.
Wait, thank you.
I just have to ask Sam how much money I have left. Hey, Sam.
It's true. I do cook while you're talking. So.
Really? Sam. And does the rice take an hour?
Sam, how much money do I have left?
After I cleave the meat and chop the garlic, then it's about,
I only have $3 left. You know what I'm giving you, Susan? I'm giving you my last $3.
All right.
You deserve more. You deserve more, but it is all the money I have left.
Oh, that's great. I can buy a bottle of water with that. Love it.
You can buy a bottle of water with that.
Cheap water.
Yeah, I mean used water.
Lousy water.
Right. Water that's been circulated through the water that's been circulated through the fat guy on the end of the bench.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Susan.
Sam the appraiser, Susan's on too.
Now what do? I'm out of money.
Can you send him IOUs?
Wait, maybe I have some cash in my wallet. Hold on.
Check.
I have to check
your wallet.
I have to check
your wallet.
I will. I'm checking it.
This is going to be a big weekend coming up. The
tell me about here's
FMU Booze Cruise on Saturday.
Oh yeah, looking forward to that.
The FMU Magical Mystery Tour on Sunday.
Oh yeah, for people that pledge money and got picked to be on the tour.
Yeah, I can't.
That'll
wait.
Be fun.
I can't wait.
Don't forget to bring your goggles if you're on the
goggles.
Tour. I have my goggles.
I have a few extra pairs of goggles.
And don't forget to call an estate attorney and get your estate in order.
I've done that.
Okay, me too.
Yep.
That's all we ask, and we'll see you at 11:30.
I gave my wife a couple of spare signatures just in case.
You give her a big hug before you leave?
You know, just like sign a bunch of Post-it notes just in case.
Ken, I would take her face in your hands as you're leaving and just look her in the eyes.
Okay.
And say, thank you. And I love you.
Okay. I'll do that.
And then you're on your way to the Magic Mystery Tour. 11:30.
It's going to be a very exciting day.
Yeah, it sure is. It's going to be great. The bus leaves from Montgomery Street. And the booze cruise is the day before.
Yep. Saturday.
For me, this is a very social week. Beth and I don't often do a lot on weekends.
Yeah, you're usually just sitting by the pool.
Yeah, staring at the phone. When will Ken call? Why isn't Ken calling? What did I say to upset Ken?
You don't do that.
I kind of do, believe it or not.
No, you don't.
Believe it or not, you know what's sad? I kind of do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Your phone's always ringing.
It ain't ringing at all.
Yes, it is. It's always ringing.
I'll be lonely this month. I'll be alone. Beth is going.
Oh, that's right. Beth is going to oversee the riflery competition at the 2024 Olympics.
Hey, maybe. Hey, if we have listeners in France, in that area of France, wherever. Wait, what was the valley she was in? The Loire Valley.
The Loire Valley.
Loire Valley.
Yeah.
Hey, if we have listeners there, can I just address them for a minute?
Yes.
You stay away from my wife. I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking about.
But if they're in the Olympics, that she's there to help them, right?
Well, if you happen to be in the Olympics.
In the riflery competition.
Then you'll see her.
If you're a skeet shooter, trap shooter.
Yeah.
Biathlete.
We have a lot of fun here. We joke around with our listeners. I joke around with you, but seriously, can I be serious for a minute?
You may.
Okay. Don't screw my wife. I'm talking to you French bastards.
Even if they're in the Olympics.
Okay, if you're in the Olympics, okay. That's the only exception I'm making.
Because that's why she's there.
For God and country.
Right?
Yeah, to sexually serve
well,
us.
Well, no, not...
The American team. And only the American team. And the one Israeli. That's it. I carved out one exception for the Israeli.
Moisha?
Yeah, Moisha. there is one Israeli.
That's okay.
Competing.
No, there's quite a few Israelis on the Israel rifle team.
Yeah, there's only one.
Oh, my God. They're very good.
I believe they're good. But there's one in the Olympics. And... there's a bunch of Chinese guys.
They're good, too.
And let me just address them, if I may. Stay away from my wife. Okay, I have $2 left if there's one last call.
Oh, you have $2.
I do have two singles here.
Okay, great.
Well, I guess
it's the triumphant return of Matt Fiveash tonight on Weekly World Blues.
Fantastic. We missed you, Matt.
Although it was fun having Honky Tonk Radio Girl here.
Matt, weren't you afraid that she'd be so popular that you'd lose your slot? Weren't you scared? She was fantastic.
She was the best.
She was great.
Except for Matt.
That's always a risk, you know, when you take a week off. That's why I haven't taken a week off in 18 years.
I know you work hard.
Don't forget the deadline for getting your cover version of Don McLean's song, The Meanest Girl, is next Tuesday at 5 p.m.
We'll play it on the next week's show. We'll plug your band. We'll plug your website. We'll plug your next gig.
Patricia McLean, Don McLean's ex, will be the judge. The song is about her.
You can't beat that. Who's a better expert, right? And all the information's on our webpage. Will that webpage stay up for a while, Ken?
Yeah, today's playlist page, which you can get to right now by going to WFMU.org and clicking on playlist and comments.
And Sam, you were a mensch, and you were the unsung hero of this operation.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. It's the first time we've had a call screener in like 5 years.
I thought I got to talk to some interesting people.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought, see, we told you to just talk to our listeners. We told you to limit yourself to our listeners.
Oh, lots of people call, not just listeners.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who was your favorite caller tonight?
I think probably the, maybe Black Cat.
Yeah,
he was
great.
Oh,
my God, I'll do anything he says.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. What a voice.
Yeah, exactly. Mesmerizing.
Man, Black Cat.
Yeah.
Thanks also to Jeremiah for today's newsletter.
And thank you, Ken. You know, I never go out of my way to thank you. But you contribute a lot to these shows.
Thank you more, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm just the straight man. I'm just the...
I wish. In my dreams, you're just a straight man.
The Hardy to your Laurel.
In my dreams.
The Costello to your Abbott. The Ray to your Bob.
Then why are you funnier than me all the time?
I wish I knew who was the straight man in all those famous duos.
Well, you should take Hardy lessons. You should take Oliver Hardy lessons. That's all I'm saying. You should take Lou Costello lessons.
Was Costello the straight man?
Abbott. No, Abbott. No, Lou Costello was the funny guy.
He was? He was the short, fat guy?
Yeah. Hey, Abbott.
Abbott. Right. All right. Don't forget, next Tuesday, 5 p.m., deadline for the big cover version of the Meanest Girl contest.
How many submissions do you think we'll get? Let's take a guess.
I'm hoping for 15.
You think we'll get that many?
Yeah.
We know we're getting at least one.
Yeah, the Sheaves, baby.
The Sheaves.
Yeah, and then we're getting one from that Sheaves tribute band, Venus Toilet.
But we have
so
lots of
two.
We have lots of bands out there. We have lots of singer-songwriters. It's a good way to get a little airtime.
Absolutely
know?
Is.
Not that we have that big an audience. How many people listen to us so they can tell their friends?
8 or 9. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And this is WFMU East Orange. It's the same thing. FMU Mount Hope. Yeah, same thing.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Amazing, baby.